I'll be part of this fire restriction if it does go into effect tomorrow after their discussion. And for those of you who want to, does anybody want to know what those restrictions will entail?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, please.
Let me get into another document here real quick and I'll get that to you. Give me just a second to get to it. Got it here somewhere. I was looking at it earlier, so. Okay, so what the restrictions will entail. So stage one, you have three different stages of fire restriction. Stage one is the least restrictive. Stage two is more restrictive. And stage three, no fire, nothing at all. No riding, chainsaw work, use, nothing. In the land where the covers unincorporated counties, so it doesn't affect your fireworks or anything in the city. State law says you cannot restrict fireworks in any incorporated city by law, but we just can just restrict them in the county. Unincorporated is where that takes place. And fireworks are illegal on private or public lands. Forest Service and BLMs, they're never illegal. They've never been legal. So if somebody's like fireworks off on federal land, it's illegal, and they can be facing federal charges. Cutting, welding, or grinding metal in any areas of dry vegetation would be a no-go. And operating a motorcycle, chainsaw, ATV, or other small internal combustion engine without an approved or working spark register. So there's what your restrictions will be if it does happen. Talking to Rudy, it doesn't sound like we're ready for that yet, but I think it's going to be pushed to go soon.